This is Jake calling from the Arctic. As it stands right now, we woke up this morning and it looked a little bit hazy, but we waited about an hour and the day cleared up. We packed up and broke camp and headed to the northwest looking for the second of the 2 leaders we were hoping we'd be able to find. The first one was a no-show. It was already blown in, and there was some real rough ice there, so there were no seal holes. We went about 20 miles today looking for that other leader, taking us to the northwest, right on the verge of going from Whinyett Bay out into the McClure Strait. And we went probably 5 miles further than we had to, and to our dismay, it was all rough sea ice. What I've learned in the 2 days that I've been here is that you need the smooth ice so that you can travel large distances constantly looking for a fresh set of tracks. When you find the tracks, then you keep going until you see the bear. Once you see the bear, you're probably within 2 or 3 miles. You cut a couple dogs loose, and they catch up to the bear and then try to bring it to bay. Unfortunately, we haven't found any smooth ice whatsoever, so it's going to really decrease the overall odds of success on this hunt, or at least so I thought. It was a pretty discouraging discovery this morning, finding out that the leader that we were hoping we'd find, which was supposed to be about 10 miles wide and probably 100 miles long, apparently has been blown in with rough sea ice now. So we turned around, we headed back to Whinyett Bay, and found a little patch of smooth ice. It's probably about 5 miles wide and about 20 miles long. In Inuit terms, it's very, very small. But it was interesting to note that we found 2 sets of bear tracks in that smooth ice. They were about 2 days old. Again, they were about 6 and 7.5 to 8 foot bears. I'm thinking it's the same 2 that went by yesterday night's camp. But it was pretty interesting. We went ahead and checked out the tracks, and we were driving along, minding our own business, and all of a sudden, Oleg, the guide, Walter Olesi, comes to a screeching halt, jumps off the snowmobile, and runs over to a snowbank, and motions me to come over, and sure enough, there, something had dug down into the snow for no good reason at all, and lo and behold, it was a seal breathing hole. Apparently, a polar bear had been walking along and was able to smell that a seal had come up for air, dug that hole out. Apparently waited for a while, no seal came up there, so the polar bear continued on. We've made camp right smack dab in the middle of ice, and since we